This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Man Talk, brought to you by TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, where they're devoted to breaking down the walls of race and denomination and challenging men to take their God-assigned role. Here's our hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy.
Welcome, welcome again to Man Talk Radio, and I'm Will Hardy.
And I'm Roy Jones.
And Roy, we welcome you back from your hiatus.
Thank you, Will. It's good to be back. A few weeks were devoted to personal time and on vacation, and then unfortunately last week we lost my mother-in-law. I just want to just give a shout out to my lovely wife and just let her know we're thinking about her tonight. And I know it's a loss when you've lost that final parent that you can't describe to others, but thank you. It's good to be back, Will.
Shout out to Lisa Jones, and we hope you're listening. So, Roy, you've been away, and we've been talking about money, men and money, managing money. And I know that, future occupations or past occupations that you have in some future, that you manage millions of dollars. And so you understand the importance of managing money through the budgeting process.
Yeah, that's a good point, Will. The budget is the key to all of it, whether it's in your personal finances or in corporate finances. It's so important to understand what your expenses are and to plan for those unexpected expenses and then have a true understanding of what your income stream is. Is it a single income stream? Is it multiple income streams? Is it, like you mentioned earlier, as we were talking before that we started, is it variable? Is it fixed? And how can you improve that positioning with your budget each month or each week, or how you're paid?
So, men, if you're not budgeting, if you listen closely tonight, we're just going to talk about the four components of getting started. Roy mentioned a few of them. But the first one is you need to write down, sit down with your spouse. Don't be afraid. Sit down, talk it out, and just say, what is all of our income streams? So this would include not only your weekly or monthly salary, but it would also include garage sales that you might have and make income from, things that you might sell on eBay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So income tax refund checks, all of this is income that you want to sit down and you want to figure out all of the amount of money that you have coming into the household.
Yeah, that's a great start, Will. And as you were describing that, something that came to mind, many, many employees these days have bonus plans or short-term incentive plans. Mm-hmm. It's important that you, what I always called that was wish money. So you don't count on it, but you work hard for it and hope that it comes through based on your performance and your company's performance. So then when it does come through, it's truly a bonus, and it's not something that you've already spent in anticipation of receiving it, because you know what happens if you spend in anticipation of receiving it and then you don't receive it, then you're in the red against that budget plan, right? So you didn't get the money, so now you've got to figure out how you're going to pay for all these expenses you've incurred through the year.
Exactly, and that's one of those expenses or income streams that's sort of like hidden.
Yes.
Because sometimes it's not even discussed among the husband or the wife. And she might mention it to him, honey, what about that bonus check you got one last year? Are you going to get one this year? That type of thing. So that could easily be a means of causing a bit of conflict.
No, that's so funny that you say that, Will. Just recently I had a friend that came into some money. It was a close friend of ours that it was the wife who happened to make the comment that she had her hush money that she kept it hushed, that she had gotten it, and her husband didn't know about it. And so I was just couldn't help but laugh as you were sharing that. And that, of course, presents a whole nother set of problems, right, or opportunities if you're not being transparent with your spouse. Mm-hmm. And because if you're not transparent with the money, then the first question is, what else are you not being honest with me about?
Exactly. So income streams is number one. Number two And see, we normally put this one at the end, but number two is giving.
Yes.
And so we always want to ensure that we give to God what belongs to him right off the top.
Right.
Sometimes I think we have this notion that we give God whatever is left over. And I know a lot of you out there that are listening, this is what you do. You know, I'm sorry, God, I just can't make that tithe this week or this month. And so we put God on the back burner instead of saying, God, you gave everything that I have. And so now I want to give back to you what belongs to you.
Very good, Will. What is the only place in the Bible that God says to test him?
In Malachi.
It's on the tithing, right?
That's right.
So if God's putting it out there for you to test him because he's going to return it in whatever fashion or prevent things from happening that, you know, that all of a sudden the car breaks down you didn't anticipate. Mm-hmm. I'm a firm believer that when you're trusting him for it all and you're honoring him with the first fruits, that there are certain things that he is watching after that you never know about. And then, of course, you don't give it to get a bunch back. That's not the whole point. It's about a giving and loving heart because it's honoring him, mm-hmm. because he's given it all to you to begin with.
Exactly.
So if you don't give it to him first, then what are you saying?
Because it's about loving him.
Yes.
And if we love him, we're going to give to him what belongs to him.
Yes, which is off the top, first fruits.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, yeah.
So that's component number two. After you sat down and you've recorded your income streams and then you give to God what belongs to him. The next component is expenses. So, and again, you talked a little bit about this. And so with expenses, you could separate those out to fixed expenses or variable expenses. And some examples of fixed expenses would be maybe the mortgage,
yeah.
or a cell phone bill or things like that.
Insurance payments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and then of course the variable would be stuff that your usage dictates the spend. So gas could be considered a variable. You know, electricity, if you want to try to manage that properly, mm-hmm. could be somewhat of a variable. And then of course, back as we mentioned earlier, the unplanned expenses. There needs to be a category in that budget that says unplanned or emergency fund that you need to be planning or putting away for future things that you didn't plan for.
That's right. And food would be another example, you know,
yeah,
whether
exactly.
or not an individual eats out a lot, you know,
right. Yeah.
And clothing, do you really need that new suit or that new dress?
Right.
Because if you go out and you buy that and again, you don't sit down and talk to the wife about it. Now you might break the budget or at least put a dent in the budget process.
Sure. And you know, we as Americans are so spoiled to just get whatever we want rather than what we need. I think if we would discipline, and I speak to myself looking in the mirror, mm-hmm. if we would do a better job of just buying what we need versus what we've been stimulated to buy through a end-cap display or a sales ad or an Amazon banner that flies across our smartphone, I think we would all be much better and think about how much more we could give for the kingdom.
And, you know, that's called impulse buying.
Yes.
So, yeah, if we buy off of impulse, we don't consider what that costs us in the budget process long term. And so while we're talking about that now, let's mention what Jesus said in Luke chapter 14, verses 28 to 30. He said, "For which of you desiring to build a tower does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, 'This man began to build and was not able to finish.'"
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a real example of that sitting over in Stokesdale, on the edge of Stokesdale. Mm-hmm. There's a house there that's about $2.5 million on the market, unfinished. And not knowing what all has happened through the journey. But it just brings that whole illustration to mind. There's a home that was going to be this massive home for everyone to see, but yet it's not completed, and this very thing is happening. People are mocking or at least commenting on what a crazy journey this has been for this builder, and not knowing all the backdrop, but it's now on the market as an unfinished property with, I think, 23,000 capable square feet if it's all finished.
Wow. And you see that, again, that is a perfect example, because I think what it shows is it shows whoever started the project and what other circumstances that may have hindered the project or caused it to either be delayed or unfinished because of some financial reason, the same thing can happen within that household.
Sure.
On a small scale.
Yeah.
You know, so an individual have a secret stash somewhere or you have a secret credit card, and they're going out and they're making all these purchases and they're putting dents and damage into the budget process.
You know, that, Will, I guess, truly a God moment that you just said that. I'll speak to another friend many, many years ago that encountered a P.O. box that the spouse had. Mm. And the P.O. box is where the credit card statements were going. And the spouse was just making minimum payments. And I think the first round was up to $8,000 or $10,000 of debt. And when he found that, first time it was exposed that there was an integrity problem within the marriage that created its own problems. And then it happened again a few years later after he settled all that up. It happened again within 3 years.
Wow.
So to your point, that does happen out there, even though people may be laughing at us as we're saying this.
Uh-huh.
But what's so important if you are married, that you're doing this as a partnership with your spouse,
uh-huh,
that this whole journey is done together, like we've been talking about, leading, loving, caring, doing all this together.
Exactly. Directing and guiding. And
yes,
that's the function of the man. So as we get ready for the break, when we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to continue finishing up the budgeting process. And then we want to talk about put those finishing touches on the budgeting process with respect to how do one get started?
Yeah, great, great, great drop off for us, Will. And as you're listening to this, it doesn't matter if you're making, you know, $2,000 a month or if you're making $10,000 a month. All these principles are applicable to you, and all of us can improve what we're doing and how we're utilizing God's gifts to us.
That's right. It's not difficult, and it's not rocket science. Men, we'll be back after the break.
Robbie Dillmore here, and you know, I've developed a real soft spot for MyPillow. And if you've been waiting for the lowest price ever offered on MyPillow, it's arrived. With their patented interlock fill system, American-made, guaranteed not to go flat, and believe me, I've had mine for over 5 years now, and it hasn't. Fully machine washable, 6-day money-back guarantee, and a simple 4-question filling process. Right now, get a 2-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.99. That's right, only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Dial 1-800-942-9613 or use the promo code GETTRUTH at MyPillow.com. You too could have a soft spot for MyPillow at only $34.99 a pillow. $69.98 for two. Call 800-942-9613 or go to MyPillow.com, and don't forget, use that promo code GETTRUTH. TAWCMM would love to have you join their community of men for breakfast every first and third Friday of every month. They have Bible discussions and fellowship after the best breakfast in town. The meeting location is at their gracious host church, First Christian Church in Kernersville, 1130 North Main Street in Kernersville. They have a hard start at 7 o'clock and a hard stop at 8 o'clock. First-time visitors eat for free. Join your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy.
We're back with the Man Talk Radio, and Roy, when we went to the break, we had gone through 3 of the 4 components to budgeting. And of course, the last component, we talked about the income. We talked about giving God what belongs to him. We talked about the expenses. And the final component of that is saving and investments. So how important would that be to a family, just say a family of four? You know, if you get all the way to the end after writing down your income, giving to God what belongs to him, your expenses, and you have nothing left over.
Well, that's a good question, Will. We've all been there, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you get there and you're zero budget and there's zero balance and you still got another few days till payday or another week. I think that's where you just got to turn to God and say, Father, you know what my needs are. You know what my income is. You know that I'm working on the discipline of getting all these things straightened out, and it never fails. God will provide a way. And we talked earlier that before the show started, that sometimes if you've overloaded yourself, it may require a little bit of sacrifice, either selling some stuff, mm-hmm. Or taking a second job, or looking for alternate streams of income. Maybe there's some other opportunities to do that. But it's workable. You know, and Dave Ramsey talks about, I think you should try to develop a 3 to 6 month savings for in the event of a lost income. So mm-hmm. whatever your income is, you should try to have 3 to 6 months of income put away, and then the savings on top of that. And then investments after all those things are solid. Yeah.
Exactly, because invariably what's going to happen is there will be some type of emergency that comes up.
Sure.
You know,
washing machine breaks,
mm-hmm.
Dryer breaks, car goes down. You've only got one car in the family, or both of you have to have a car. You know, and one goes down. How do you manage that? So, it's going to happen.
And see, managing money through the budget process, man, is a necessity. This is something that you just need to do. If you're not doing it, you need to start like right now.
Yep.
And don't wait, like we were talking about on the last program, don't wait until the 1st of January.
No, you really need to go. You can do it right away. You need to initiate it immediately. And even if you're in the mid-cycle of the month or payday or whatever, you can start laying all the numbers out mm-hmm. there, right? You can mm-hmm. start putting the budget together. And inevitably, you're going to find something that you forgot as you're walking through the month. An expense that you just didn't think about that maybe hits you quarterly or every mm-hmm. 6 months, that life insurance or something like that you didn't think about. Now all of a sudden, you've got an opportunity to add that to the list. Mm-hmm. So it's a working document, right?
It is.
You know, in the corporate environment, we go through 4 or 5 reviews, mm-hmm. Maybe even a few more. You know, so we call it, we start out with an original estimate, then the latest estimate, which mm-hmm. goes by the end of each quarter to make sure if there's any changes. So hence, it's even a working document in the corporate environment, because inevitably things happen that you can't plan for, and things that just projects that have got to be done that weren't on the books before you started your budget.
So don't delay, man. Don't try to rationalize it in your head. Just go out and let God bless you to do it. Last time we talked about, there's all kind of budgeting tools that's available. This is not a difficult process. You don't need to be highly educated or spend all kinds of money going to some type of financial advisor on how to start budget and things like this. Budgeting is as simple as, again, the 4 components that we listed out. Because everything that God gives you, you're going to have to give an account to him in reference to that. So in Matthew 25, verses 14 through 30, and this is a very familiar passage that we read, "For it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to mm-hmm. another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability."
Mm.
See, I like that. So the man, he had knowledge in reference to
each of the workers.
That's right. Mm. And what their capabilities were.
Right.
Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had two talents made two talents more. But he who had received the one talent went, dug in the ground, and hid his master's money. Now, after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled account with them. And he who had received the five talents came forward, bringing five talents more, saying, Master, you delivered to me five talents. Here I have made five talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter ye into the joy of your master. And he who also had two talents came forward, saying, Master, you delivered to me two talents. Here, I have made two talents more. His master said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of the Lord. He who had received the one talent, now we come to the sad part of this parable, came forward saying, Master, I know you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, gathering where you have not scattered any seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here, you have what is yours. But his master said to him, You wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I've scattered no seed. Then you ought to invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming, I should have received what was my own with interest. Mm. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, will more be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the worthless servant into outer darkness, in the place where there will be a weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Mm. You know, most times when we hear that parable, it's referencing money, right, and rewards to money. But as you were saying that in the slothful, as he described the last servant with the one, when he said slothful, I couldn't help but think about the number, and I'll speak to men because this is what our program's about, is the number of men that are sitting on the sidelines, like we've talked about. So if you're listening today, it could be applicable to your finances that you're not giving back.
That's right.
That you're not giving first fruits. Second, it could be to the talents he's given you, and no matter how small or large, if you're sitting on the sidelines and not using them for the kingdom, the same applies here.
Exactly. Exactly. It is what God has given in whatever form is a talent.
Yes. And I think back to the earlier comment, I believe we oftentimes refer to it as money, but it is exactly, it's whatever he's given to, whether it's finances or talents or inheritances or whatever it is, you know, property or those types of things can all be used for the kingdom if applied properly.
And God will again open up the windows of heaven. He will start pouring out blessings that we will not have room enough to receive it. We talked about that too, where a person who really has a desire to do the will of God, and when they do have that desire to do the will of God, there will be no second guessing as to what God is capable of doing once we be faithful.
Right. We've talked about that before. You do everything that you can do, that being you being us, we, me, you, everybody that's listening, in the natural with God's support in the supernatural, and all things are possible.
And you know, man, this is why we're doing this program. We're doing this program for you.
Yes.
And we have a heart for men. Roy, God bless him. I love this brother like a natural brother. And, you know, when we come together, and his love for the brothering and starting the Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, it's all about men. Men, if you really understood the amount of love that this ministry has for men, come on out to one of the breakfasts. Come on out to some of the events God bless us to have, and you will see the love of God just spreading heart to heart and breast to breast.
Will, thank you for the kind words, and you know I love you too as much as I could a regular brother, a natural brother, and as we often say, brothers from different mothers.
That's right.
You know, you're right. It's, and I think that was, that's one of those characteristics that's deeply embedded in men, is the desire to fellowship with other men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when God woke my heart up, it was because I was a man speaking from experience, not a man with an opinion. And we know a man with experience doesn't have an argument with a man in opinion, with an opinion. He already knows. And that's where I'm coming from, as I was one of those guys. So I'm not sitting here talking to you men as a guy with an opinion. I'm talking from experience. God woke my heart up, said it's time to get to doing something for the men. And our heart is bringing men of different colors, different walks of life together, and all building the kingdom of God. So if you're listening and you haven't asked the Lord into your heart today, it's a real simple process. Just acknowledge being a sinner. Acknowledge that Christ died for you and that he rose again and you were covered by the blood, and ask God to forgive you and to start living for him. Ask him into your heart and move forward.
That's right, man. You know, we at Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, we want to do everything that we can do. And again, that's why we're doing what we're doing.
Yes,
because we love you and we're going to reach out to you. So reach out to us. You know, go to the website and let God bless you to drop us a line, drop us a note, and we'll get back with you.
Yes. God bless all of you.
We love you.
As we wrap up today's show, be assured that TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, is building a community of men that are Christ followers with a desire to be servant leaders in their homes, communities, churches, and work environments. Check out our website for upcoming events and regularly scheduled meetings. Drop us a note for topics that you would like to have us visit in the future. Thank you for joining us on Man Talk today. Visit us at www.tawcmm.com. Men walking the talk.
This is the Truth Network.